Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me. What's up, you guys? Happy Friday. This is your girl, your host, Nala from MN Live Radio. And you know how we do it. Like I always tell you guys, every Monday and Wednesday and Friday from 2 to 4 p.m., we're always focused on indie artists. It's your time to shine here at MN Live Radio, and we give you the most attention between 2 and 4 p.m. But today, you guys, I have ran into somebody out of our state, the state of Georgia, you feel me? Savannah, Georgia, we putting you on the map at MN Live Radio with County Boy Solo. We will be interviewing him today along with his new video and song he just dropped about 2 weeks ago, you guys, called Coronas and Grenadine. I try to get the top news as soon as it hits the floor, you feel me? Shout out to Making It Mag, shout out to MN Live Radio, and shout out to DJ Bravo. Here we go with our interview with County Boy Solo.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to my broadcast. Welcome to Nala's Den.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. You want to tell us who you are and give us a little background about yourself today?
Of course. My name is County Boy Solo. You know what I mean? I live in Richmond Hill, Georgia. That's like 10 minutes away from Savannah. So I kind of live outside Savannah. Started rapping in like 2011. You know what I mean? Here and there doing covers and stuff like that. I really got serious probably like 2012 as far as just taking time with the music, as far as production, as far as videos and things of that nature. So here we are, 2019, working on my first album. It's called Carelessly Careful. Put out two singles. The first single was called Running Plays. My second single is called Coronas and Grenadine, which I dropped about a week and a half ago. So just working and grinding.
That's what's up. Yes, Coronas and Grenadine. How you say it, Grenadine?
Yeah, Coronas and Grenadine.
Okay, yeah, that song caught my attention. It is very, very, very lyrical. You said some powerful stuff in that song. I'm going to talk about it as we go throughout this interview. But you said you stay outside of Richmond, which is closest to Savannah, Georgia. You said, what kind of inspired you to be in the music industry?
Well, honestly, I think I have, something to say as far as the story. I think everybody does, but I just want mine out there. I want people to be able to, hear, something different, a new feel, new vibe. I love when people hear my music and they just, get inspired, or they reach out to me, or, they repost and share. I like bringing things to light. It's just making people feel good. So that is just the inspiration that, keeps me going. Just the looks on people's faces and, whatever type of song it is, they just tap into that emotion of the song. So that just makes me feel really good.
Yeah, your music is very inspirational. You have a lot to say. I'm excited to see where you're going with your career and everything that you have that's coming up. So my next question for you would be, how would you describe your musical style? Like, how would you describe it? Because it's not that hardcore rap. You ain't on no booty shaking twerk type of music. You know what I'm saying? How would you describe the musical style?
For me, I just wanted to just be complete as far as just like a human being. You know, it's a lot of people who, you know, are one style of music because for whatever reason, I don't know. But me, I just wanted to be complete. So I wanted to show emotion. I wanted to show vulnerability. I wanted to have fun. And then I also wanted to, you know, be conscious and just show everything that really goes on in my life. Because, you know, it's not all happy. It's not all fun. It's not all partying. It's not all drinking. Right. But it's not all sad. It's not all, you know, quote unquote woke. It's not like I'm just a man, you know, that has a lot of different emotions. You know, I got two kids. I'm dealing with two different, you know, mothers of my kids. And then I, you know, just working. And so I just want to bring all that into my music. I just don't want to be a you know, one-sided or, you know, put into a box of he's this type of a rapper or, you know, sometimes I sing or so he's this or he's that. I don't want to be that. I just want to be complete, you know, musician because I strive to be a complete man in real life.
Right, okay. And I see where you're going with that, and I like that because you're not painting a world of perfection. You're like, look, I'm human. This is what I go through. Like, this is what's going on around me. This is what's going on in the world. Okay, I respect that. I like that. Okay, so have you done any, like, live performances yet or been out on the scene? You have?
I had a quote-unquote booking agent. You know, I've been performing for, you know, a long time. Right now, I'm just focused on just this album. You know, I think this is going to be really big for me. So really, I have slowed down on the performance. But I've done it. I've opened up for Zaytoven. I opened up for Pastor Troy, Trina. I performed down in Jacksonville at The Landing, had my face on the Jumbotron. You know, I performed, you know, all up and down the East Coast. I went to New York to perform. I had an audition for Dream Chasers in North Carolina. I performed. I've definitely done that, but right now I'm just focusing on this album, working on treatments for new videos, post-production. I talk to my engineer almost every day as far as the songs that we have and just trying to perfect them the best way that we can. So when the people hear it, you know, they really, you know, gravitate to it.
Right. And my reason for asking you, have you did a lot of performance was to tap into your artist development a little bit. When you're out there, like, what are things that go through your head? How do you feel like you've performed in some big audiences, you know? So, like, what goes through your body? What goes through your mind? How do you feel?
Honestly, like me, I've played sports my whole life, you know, and I was all state in football and played college football. And so, you know, before, you know, performing, like, in anything, whether it's sports or whether it's, like, rap, I'm always nervous at the beginning. And then, like, you know, once you get that, you know, in football you say, once you get that first hit, then you're good.
Right.
So, like, I'm nervous. And then once the music start playing and I start getting into it, then I'm straight. But it's always kind of like a, you know, I think it's good. You know, I think it just shows, you know, that I have, you know, emotion, that I feel something. I think that, you know, the day that I just get on stage and just like, whatever, I'm here. Like, you know, it might be time to do something else. So,
right.
I love it. I love that feeling of, you know, that nervousness right before you get on stage and they call you.
That says you're still humble, the nervousness. Yeah. So that's a good thing. If you went out there like, I got this all conceited, I would be a little, you know, concerned. But yeah, the nervousness says that you're still humble a little bit, so you don't take it to the head all the way.
Of course.
So when you're out there and your fans are watching you, like, what kind of mark do you try to leave on your fans to always remember you by? Like,
one, when I perform, I don't perform with the track. I always take the lyrics off, and I actually rap the lyrics.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, so I think that's important. I'll never forget, I went to the Watch the Throne concert in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And Jay-Z and Kanye stood up there for about 2+ hours, and they rapped every song. Like, it was no, like, track on there. They rapped every song, and that was before I was even doing music. I was like, you know, 18, 19 years old, I think, and that stuck with me. I was like, dang, these dudes are actually rapping. Like, these dudes is, you know, Jay-Z like 40, Kanye was approaching 40, and they jumping on the stage, and they got these crazy sets and all these lights, but at the end of the day, they're rapping. Like, there's no right. tracks on there. So that really had an impact on my life. I also went to a Wyclef concert on the National Mall in DC. They shut down the streets, and he performed in the street, and he was really rapping. It was no tracks. He was rapping, he was playing the guitar, he was rapping in French, and it was just like, you know. So when I started doing music, I was like, you know what, I don't want no track on it. I just, you know, I called my engineer, hey man, take all the lead vocals off, you know, I gotta perform, you know. And so he'll do it, send it to me, and I actually rap my music. So I want my fans to, you know, have see that, and I want them that to impact them like it impacted me when I was younger.
That is very, very powerful when connecting with your fans. I feel like, just my opinion, like, you know how when you're out or you're in the club or you're out seeing you guys perform or whatever, when they actually turn the music and the sound off and you can continue to rap, yeah. without having to, you know, feel like there's a background or a lip sync, or it's like, yeah. no, he is really flowing for real, you know, and it grabs attention because people want to hear what you're saying and what is he talking about, you know. So yeah, that's very very good. The second thing I've noticed about you, just from talking to you, it seems like you kind of manage yourself a lot. I like the fact that when you go out, you're able to, you know, connect with your team, and let them know what's up, you know, give out that direction. Yeah. I've watched a lot of Love and Hip Hop shows or whatever, you know, watching Lil Bow Wow them go through the motions, but as they were doing it, just to be able to turn around and tell your band or your musicians or the people that you work with, like, look, I don't want this, and yeah. and they follow you, that's exciting. That's respect, that's love right there. So, yeah.
Yeah, because like me, I'm very like meticulous, especially when it comes to my music. Like, I, you know, if you ask anybody that works with me, like, it has to be right. Like, I can't afford to cut corners. And so, you know, the people, you know, that are around me, they know that. And so, you know, it's a easy flowing relationship, because at the end of the day, you know, I'm the guy that's rapping, but, you know, if my engineer, if the mixing and the mastering is bogus, that's it. That's your name. You know, people gonna say, right. "Hey, you know, it sounds good." But who the engineer? He done messed up, or the video guy? You know, if the video not, you know, up to par, you know, that's your name on the line as well as mine. So everybody understands that, and everybody, you know, tries to put their best foot forward. So I really love that about my team.
That's awesome. I like that. I would love to come to one of your concerts. Okay, now let's talk about this song. Let's talk about Coronas and Grenadine. What inspired you to write this song? It's a powerful song. Your lyrics, like, when our team made the video, I was kind of upset because I get so locked up in our videos and the promo, and then they picked a certain part out of your song to play, and I'm just like, that's it? That's the end of the, you know, that's the end of the promo video? And they're like, it's just for promotion. You want them to go look. So I'm like, I got to talk to him about that song. What inspired you to write it? What were you going through?
During that time, I was going through a lot. My house had caught on fire. My girlfriend, you know, she had a miscarriage, and then I got fired, and she turned around and got fired. So it was just a lot of things, you know, going on. And, you know, I was, you know, just going through beats, and I literally was just like sitting in the chair in the room, like drinking a Corona with some grenadine in it. Like, it was literally. Wow. Like, and so, you know, that was like the first thing that came to my mind. And then, like, as it started building, like, you know, it was clear, like, the direction, you know, that it was going in. And so I just stuck with that theme, you know, because that's really, like, it's really real to me, you know, and I get passionate about, you know, things that happen. I'm a black man, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not oblivious to what's going on in our country in this time, and I get really passionate about it. And so I just wanted to, you know, speak on it. You know, I want people to know that I care about these issues. I want people to know that I see things.
And talk to me about you and your song, because I'm like, you know, most people are scared to speak on it. They joke about it, or, you know, they feel like they got to be sarcastic about the situation just to say something about it. But you really put it in your music, like, okay, let's not be dumb here. Like, this is the stuff that's going on. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I will be playing that on the podcast today. So when I drop it, you will hear this song on here. So be looking out for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. It got my attention. So do you have anything coming up that you would like to let us and your new fans around you know about?
Well, like I said, the album, I'm working on the album. It's called Be Careful. It's going to have 10 songs on there. Probably going to drop one more single before the album. Me and my team going through and trying to figure out what's the best possible song that we can drop to follow up Coronas and Grenadine and keep our momentum. So but after the third single, we'll definitely be dropping the album, and I think it's going to be received pretty well. I worked extremely hard on this, you know, just finding beats, working with different artists. I got two features on here.
I see.
One young woman, her name is Kiera. She is from Atlanta. She's doing big things. She just dropped a song with Trina last week, or 2 weeks ago. So she's doing big things. And then my homeboy from back in high school, Don Alte, he's also on the album. He's doing big things in DC. So just trying to figure out what the next move is so we can just make the best decision for us.
That's awesome. I got two more questions for you. You're a very excited person right now. Like, I have so many questions going through my head, but I'm trying to stay focused. Okay. I got two more questions for you, and then I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Let's talk about the You mentioned Atlanta, and I was reading up on you. I always study the people that I interview because I like to know, you know, what you guys are reaching out and where your heart is at. Your video that you just made about Coronas and Grenadine, you dropped it in Atlanta?
The guy who shoots my videos, uh-huh. Benji, he lives in Atlanta. And okay. So I drive to Atlanta. I drive to Atlanta to go to the studio as well. I don't record in Savannah, so... and Atlanta's 4 hours away. So
right.
I drive to Atlanta, I'll get like a 6 hour session and then drive right back. Or I drive to Atlanta, shoot 2-3 videos in one day, and then, you know, drive back to Savannah. So it's usually how the process works.
Wow, that's awesome. Just to let you know, you are my first person from Georgia that I've interviewed. So I'm really excited to put that out there as well.
I appreciate it. Yes. Definitely. I definitely appreciate it.
Yes. So my last question for you is, if you could perform anywhere right now or in your future to reach out to a certain type of people, where would it be and why?
If I could perform anywhere. I was just yesterday looking at, I don't know if you heard the Tiny Desk concert.
No.
Yeah, it's like they've had, you know, Georgia Smith, Chance the Rapper, Summer Walker just did it.
Okay.
Where they bring the artists in an office building and you're literally performing like with your band in an office, and then everybody in the office is like watching you. It's so like weird,
right.
Like when Chance was performing, like they had a call over the intercom telling somebody to call in the mailroom. Like, it's really like an office, but it's so intimate. Where, you know, Chance read a poem, Summer Walker was there. She was talking about things that she was going through. It's like such an intimate setting where not only do you perform your music with a live band, but you also you also can speak. It's also like a huge platform where you can get your point across and people can, you know, really feel like who you are as a person. Because a lot of times when you're on stage, you know, it's a show, you know, it's a show, it's a performance. But like, I love intimate settings where you can sit and you can talk to people and you performing live and they can just feel you. And, you know, it's not like a huge place, you know, where people can reach out and touch you. I love those settings. And I think that has, you know, that page has like millions of subscribers. So I would love to do that.
I like that you're so passionate about your people around you, your fans. You're not just out there for an act or, you know, for the money. I haven't heard you once say anything about money. You're gonna go really, really far, you know, and I encourage you, you know, to keep that attitude, because it's hard out here, and most of the humble ones and people that love people, you know, we have a different connection than what people are looking for, and it's weird because people are not used to that. So when you're sitting here saying that, in my head I'm just like, he hasn't once this whole interview mentioned anything about money, and that means a lot, you know, and you gain a lot of respect from that. So
I tell, you know, my girlfriend, and you know, my son's 5, but you know, I try to instill, like, you know, just be the best you can be.
Start early.
At the end of the day, especially if you love it, just be the best, because at the end of the day, if you are the best, the money's gonna come. Exactly. So you don't have to chase the money when you're doing what you're supposed to do, because it's going to come. People are going to find you no matter where you're at. They will find you if you're the best, or if you have quality, or you have something that people want. They're going to find you. When they find you, that's when the money comes with. You can't just, you know, be so thirsty. You know, I was looking at Lil Yachty and he was talking about you know, guys is, you know, in positions where, you know, you have to take care of your family, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that, and then a label comes and they put, you know, some money in your face. And a lot of guys take that money because it's money. But at the end of the day, you have to bet on yourself, because, you know, the famous quote from Master P, when he said, you know, I think he said that somebody offered him $1 million and he only had like $500 in his pocket. And he was like, if you offer me $1 million, I know I'm worth 10. And so he didn't take the deal, because at the end of the day, you got to bet on yourself and money going to come.
That's awesome advice. I'm speechless on that. I'm gonna leave that right there and close out our interview for today, because, you know, I can keep going. So, but before I go, you want to tell all the people on my podcast and my broadcast where they can find you at?
County Boy Solo. County Boy Solo. County with a K, and it's a BOY. County Boy is one word. Solo. SOLO on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. You can find me on all streaming platforms, iTunes, Tidal, Google Play, YouTube. I got all my videos and stuff up. So, you know, I would definitely appreciate some follows and some likes and some subscriptions. Helping me and keeping me motivated. I love to see those things waking up in the morning. So I definitely would appreciate it. County Boy Solo.
We got you right here at ML Live Radio, and I appreciate you, and I'm honored, and thank you, you know, for allowing me to do this interview with you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for reaching out. Like I said, I love seeing stuff like this. I love being a part of stuff like this, so it was definitely an honor for me.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, you guys, we just wrapped up our interview with County Boy Solo. Now we're about to go into his video / song. So if you're on my broadcast, you get to listen. If you're on my podcast, you get to watch. You feel me? So I got your attention either way it goes. But here it goes, his song, Coronas and Grenadine.
Coronas and Grenadine. I sip and I
You guys, that was Coronas and Grenadine by County Boy Solo, again out of Savannah, Georgia. I appreciate him again. I cannot say it enough. It is always an honor for these artists to go throughout their day and take out the time just to tune in to tell us about their self, being as busy as they do, because they are human, as you have heard, and they do have regular lives as well. You feel me? Give a shout out to him. Much love to him and his family. Shout out to his team, you feel me? His managers, you guys are doing so well. I can't wait to see what all you guys have in store. We are following you and we are watching you here at MN Live Radio. But before I go, you guys, this your girl Nala. You know that, right? So I'm looking for DJs and any artists with hot mixes. If you would like your song to be played on our station, feel free to send that in to mndesigns, that's with the Z, media at gmail.com. Again, you guys, that's mndesigns with the Z, media at gmail.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to our broadcast and my podcast. Thank you for following us, you know, and make sure, like County Boy said, that you like, share, comment, and push as much as you can so that these artists can be heard. All right? All right, you guys. This your girl, Nala, MN Live Radio, and I'm signing out.